Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th of January, 2022, Friday morning. I hope you have had a good week this week. Every day, there's a lot going on in our world. And sometimes we can get on input overload. And we need to just stop and smell the roses. We find the road to heaven is a rough and rocky road, so we must stop and smell the roses along the way. You know, Jesus Christ stopped and he went into the mountains to pray. He got away from the multitudes. He spent a lot of time praying to his Father. And we find that his communion with the Father was continuous. He said, "I and my Father are one." When you pray, say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. My Father and your Father, my God and your God." John 14:28, Luke 11:2. "As the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." John 20:17. "The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him." John 14:31, John 14:10, John 3:35, and John 17:2. "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? I and my Father are one. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." John 14:8-10, John 10:30, and John 15:9-10. "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." Well, I'm glad that we have a Heavenly Father that we can go to with all of our concerns and all of our needs. We can cry out, "Abba, Father." My earthly father is no longer here. I hope that he's in heaven with my heavenly father. Although I have no earthly father now, I have a greater father. Abba Father, Father in heaven. The Lord loves his children forever. An everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and with us amid all the strife. Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father, too. When we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, for they are adopted into his family and his work is already done. Christ said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What a declaration is this. The baby in swaddling clothes, born in a manger, to the Pharisees could not have said anything stranger. Blasphemy, they cried. You deserve to die. Christ didn't at all deserve it, but he did it for you and I, if you're one of God's people. Predestinated unto adoption. What a marvelous act on the part of God Almighty. It was an eternal pact between the Holy Spirit, the Father and Son, adopting me into their family before I was even born. I'm glad I don't have to trust in my own faith and belief. This certainly would not give me any relief. But to trust in the faith of Christ's dear Son, given to me by the three in one. Oh, my friend, that brings comfort beyond description. That's a part and parcel of the gift of salvation. To be given the faith of Christ and the merits of his Son, his faith never fails the victory he has won. His faith never has and never will fail or falter. His faith is stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. Well, I'm glad that we do have a Heavenly Father, a Father we can call Abba Father. Where would we be without Jesus Christ and his Father? Growing up, Jesus was known as the carpenter's son, helping his father work with wood that Christ had created from trees that he had made. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All things were created by him, even the trees. Joseph the carpenter worked on what were a part of his trade. Jesus is the greatest carpenter that ever lived, building an eternal kingdom with his hands, not with wood and stubble as the is this kingdom made, but with the precious blood of Jesus, when he freely laid his life down on Calvary for all of God's elect, the one that the Father for him did select. The carpenter's son was the greatest builder that could ever be, giving eternal life for all of the elect family. Well, I want to conclude this today. Whatever we do all to the glory of God, whether it be making coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas. We are his people, his blood-bought children, and this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily tasks seem mundane, that's for sure. But God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're one of God's sheep, he wants you to know that he will never leave you or forsake you. Regardless of where you are or what task you are doing, his Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of his eternal love, having been given to him by his Father from the throne from up above. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.